Well, Ying Shujian is one of the leading names in contemporary Chinese art. Her work's been featured in New York, in Frankfurt, in Shanghai, Tokyo, Sao Paulo. She's even been at the Sydney Biennale. That was back in 2004. And we're here at Dockside in Hobart at Dark Mofo alongside an enormous pile of ice. I guess it's about the size of a combi van. If you could imagine a combi van made of ice, that's what it looks like. And it's been here for a couple of days. I saw it 2 days ago. It's now sort of half melted and turned into a kind of honeycomb. And Shinjujin's here as we watch a lot of people scrubbing this ice with brushes. Hello.
Hello. Hi. I'm Ying Shujian.
So tell us about the idea behind this work.
I first made this artwork in 1995 in Chengdu in China, and it was in response to the very bad pollution in a river there called Funan River, and an American artist had organized an exhibition there where she invited Chinese artists to come and respond to this condition. So that was my first inspiration for doing this work.
So this is part of Mona's Heavy Metal project. When did you first get asked to be part of this project?
Actually, I first came to Hobart in 2009. Penny Clive from Detached invited me to visit, and it was then that we first discussed possibly doing this project. So it's actually had quite a long development. And then again last year I visited and we discussed more details about where to do the artwork, and now finally we're here today.
And what do you know about the state of the Derwent River? What condition is it in?
I was sent some information about the Derwent River, and I discovered that there is heavy metals pollution because of the factories nearby. And I think that really shows that it's a globalized issue, because even for me, when I first came to see such a beautiful and clean city, even here has pollution issues in their water, shows that it's really an issue around the whole world in every developed country.
So it's melting into a kind of honeycomb shape. You stacked up a whole bunch of ice blocks. So a couple of days ago when I first saw it, it was just solid, and now it's melting into this honeycomb shape. Is this how it worked last time you did it?
No, actually, I think this is the most beautiful version of it, because last time when they built it, which was in Campbelltown in Sydney, it was built in a different way and they didn't leave as much space in between the blocks. And so this time the holes in the middle are much larger, so it's creating that beautiful honeycomb shape as it melts, which is really beautiful.
How many times have you made this work?
4 times.
Whereabouts?
The first time in Chengdu, China. Chengdu. The second time is in Bonn, Germany. The third time in Campbelltown. Now it's the first time.
Here in Hobart, there's the
fourth time.
Actually, I think doing it in Hobart has been the most successful in the sense of the participation. There's been the most interest, and we've seen a group of school kids coming through and they had done a class on it and then come and cleaned it, and right through to adults. So I think it seems like in Hobart there's a really strong environmental awareness that comes across.
Well, we'll come back and talk some more in a minute, but let's have a go at cleaning the ice. Georgia Moody's with me. You're getting you back into this, Georgia?
Yeah, I've got a mop, which is actually quite effective, getting into the crevices between these big blocks of ice. They're kind of like, they're forming a beautiful lattice at the moment.
Yes, they've gone all hollow. So that when we were here yesterday, there were just great big blocks of ice all piled up, but now they've kind of melted into a kind of open fretwork. It's very interesting.
You can kind of look and in between these big blocks of ice, there's water dropping from one into the next, and it's really beautiful.
And of course, returning to the river. So we're standing alongside Davie Street, which runs along the front of the harbour here, and I guess this is the area that we see on television every year after the Sydney to Hobart yacht race. But there's no big yachts here today. Well, there are a few yachts. There's a few tied up, and it's a warm but brisk day. We're all wearing overcoats. Steam coming out of our mouths, even though the sun is shining. And there's kids around, there's plastic buckets with mops in them, and children having a lot of fun, and grown-ups too, getting stuck into the cleaning project. You feel so close to nature here, don't you, with the harbour alongside you and the mountain up the back there, and such a sense of history.
Yeah, you do. All of the buildings in Hobart are just gorgeous.
And full of that 19th century grandeur, and they're very well maintained. We're just over the road from the Tasmanian Museum of Art Gallery.
And actually, TMAG, the Tasmanian Museum and Art Gallery, is where the video installation of this work will be showing in the Bond store.
So what do we know about that?
Well, at the moment, as you can see, there are a few big cameras around. They're recording vision for that video installation, which will be made afterwards, so that there's a...
Oh, I see. So they're documenting this, and then the documentation will become a work itself.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's go back and have another word to the artist. Now, Shinji Jen, you've done other works with water. Can you tell me about a work you made many years ago now called Living Water? This was in 1996.
那个作品是96年在西藏做的，他还是跟
So I did that work actually in Tibet, and again that's a place which is very clean and very pristine, but it also has these environmental issues, and so it has the same concept behind the work, which is about raising awareness of environmental protection.
Now I know that you started as an oil painter. You've got a BA in oil painting from Capital Normal University in Beijing. When did you start making other kinds of work? When did you stop painting and making other kinds of work?
I graduated in 89 from painting, and by about 92 or 93 I'd pretty much stopped doing traditional oil painting because I'd started to come into contact with these new forms of art which were coming into China at the time, like installation art, performance art, and so I decided that these forms really suited my practice more, and so that's when I first started doing these types of works.
Tell me about the tile series. This was from the 1990s, in which you used tiles from buildings that had been demolished in China.
对，那个时期，因为中国就是北京的那个变化特别大。Actually,
that work was in response at the time to something that was happening in Beijing, where the local government was demolishing a lot of the houses, particularly the old traditional style houses. And so I really wanted to draw attention to that fact and to raise awareness in the community that we should be protecting these historic houses. And so that's why I thought of using the method of using the actual tiles from the house to represent that demolishing.
You say that memory has vanished from modern China, or that memory is vanishing from modern China. Can you explain what you mean?
Yes, this is an issue that I feel quite strongly about, because at the moment in China, things are changing so rapidly and people's lifestyles are changing so rapidly that our memories of the past are vanishing, and particularly as I spoke about my project of protecting the hutongs, the traditional houses in the middle of Beijing. Because when they're demolished, the history is demolished with it, and people need to learn from the past. So we need to collectively as a community learn to protect our history and protect our past so that we can learn from it in the future.
Do you feel that what's happening in place of the past is a kind of globalized consciousness? Is there a kind of one world way of thinking that's taking over?
对，我觉得这是跟那个全球化有关系的。再一个是中国想快速的发展，它迅速的。Yes,
I think China is going through what other developing countries are also experiencing, which is a globalization process. And so because of that, our development is very fast, our economic development is also very fast, and so the pace of life is moving at such a rate that we are experiencing problems that other developing countries are experiencing, such as environmental issues and issues of pollution, and also, as I mentioned, of forgetting our past as we move forward so quickly. So yes, I think there are a lot of similarities because of this issue of globalization.
I know that you've started making work that focuses on the human body. Would you tell me about Introspective Cavity, a work you made in 2008?
That work that I created was to represent a female womb that people could actually enter. And so I filled it with people's clothes that were pink-coloured clothes, all different pieces that I collected and sewed together to create that space. And the idea was that, again, in this fast pace of development in China, we have no time to reflect and to have peaceful contemplation about what we want and what our dreams are and what we'd like to achieve. So I wanted to create a space that people could enter, and it was a really soft sort of space, like a female womb, that people could lie down and take time out to have that moment of peaceful contemplation and just to remember what their goals and their dreams are. But actually it was interesting because I also created a conflict in that space, because people outside of the womb could actually look in and watch the people contemplating inside. So while they were having that moment of peace, they were also being interrupted by the people outside, which is representative of China today as well.
It also works as a nice joke in English, because womb sounds a bit like room.
Yes, she said that's really interesting. And actually the point of it is that you start your life in that room, in the womb, and that I'm giving them a chance to return to that space.
Well, thank you so much. It's been an absolute joy to meet you. I'm now going to go over here and clean some ice.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Washing River, a work by the Chinese artist Yin Shujian.